Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Message in on the WhatsApp line from Jules about flooding in Boksburg on the dip at the R21 and High Road. Quite a few vehicles are struggling to get through. Thank you so much for using the WhatsApp line, Jules.
The case against five men accused of kidnapping an Ethiopian businessman has been postponed to next month. They face charges including kidnapping and robbery with aggravating circumstances. The victim was allegedly held captive in Kensington. He was later rescued following a shootout between the suspects and police. One suspect was killed and another was arrested on the scene. The activists and Citizens Forum has rejected a proposed bail fund. The forum warns it will worsen crime and prison overcrowding. The forum spokesperson Dennis Bloom.
It is the responsibility of government to keep criminals in prison and not assist them to commit more crime. There are definitely other ways in addressing the overcrowding in our prisons, but not this bail fund.
And the environmental group Green Connections says that while they welcome the climate change bill, they're concerned about some sections of the act that have been deferred. President Cyril Ramaphosa proclaimed the act, which was published on Tuesday. Now for the latest business news, and Renier van Sail from Efficient Private Clients has the big stories on the business front.
In company news, Tencent Holdings in China nearly doubled its profit in the final quarter last year, as a Chinese technology giant stepped up its AI investment while continuing to build on the momentum of its gaming business. The better-than-expected results came as China's largest company by market capitalization ramped up AI investment to better compete against domestic rivals like Alibaba and ByteDance.
Here at home, Statistics South Africa says annual consumer inflation remained at 3.2% last month, unchanged from January. The annual rate for food and non-alcoholic beverages accelerated to a four-month peak in February. Maize meal inflation reached a 17-month high and SAMP a 19-month high last month. A dollar's trading at 18 Rand 14, a euro at 19 Rand 75, and a pound at 23 Rand 52. Gold is trading at $3,031.47 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings at 7.
We start off with rugby news. Once again, the Stormers hooker Joseph Tueba is exchanging Cape Town for the lush fields of Devon in England, where he's signed a contract for the Exeter Chiefs. Tueba had joined the Stormers from the Cheetahs and is 29 years old. Vodacom Bulls are keeping their cards close to the chest, but indications are that both Springbok loose forwards Marcel Coutier and Cameron Hanekom could return to action this week as they prepare for Leinster in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship clash that's happening at Loftus-Versfeld this weekend. Coach Jake White gave the indication that Hanekom would be ready after the 3 weeks break. But after the Stormers game, the Bulls will be hoping that he's ready this week to take on Leinster and then Zebre next week as well. The four-day series resumes tomorrow after a near three-month break for the limited overs leg of the domestic season. The Central Gauteng Lions have been the standout performers so far, winning three of their four matches with a total of 83 points. And the Northern Titans, well, they've got 71 points. Well, they are leading the chasing pack and hoping to be able to catch up to their crosstown rivals by tomorrow. Bafana Bafana go into a crucial World Cup qualifier against Lesotho and Benin over the next couple of weeks or so without midfielders Themba Zwane and also Patrick Maswanganyi. Now, Mamelodi Sundowns starlet Jaden Adams has got big shoes to fill, but like Zwane, Adams is good at creating goal-scoring opportunities and he can put them away as well, and is seen by Hugo Brewers as a possible long-term successor for Zwane. And Gambia head coach Jonathan McKinstry believes that newly appointed Kenya mentor Benny McCarthy will play an exciting brand of football when the two nations meet in their latest 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifier, this one happening at the Watara Ipimbe Olympic Stadium, and that